This is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim with my lovely wife, Candace. We're co-pastors at a glorious church fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. Come see us sometimes. If you don't have a church, we'd love to see you there. We're co-pastors with Lee Morgans, and it's Mom's Church. But we've been talking about, Candace and I have been talking about the place. We're the body of Christ, and God has a plan, and things are all in order, and it's the right time, but we've been kind of emphasizing the place and what to do from that place, how to operate from that place. And if you start getting a different perspective of the place, you'll start praying from that place. You'll start, and what place are we talking about? We're talking about at the right hand of the Father in Ephesians, where we were raised to sit with Him. It's very clear in there. And we're far above, so the enemy is beneath us. We don't need to be praying from the earth up. We need to be praying from that place down. And you have more authority that way. So how have you been praying? And how have you been using your authority? From which direction? Up or down? It should be down. They're beneath our feet. And so from that place, we're to be strong in the Lord and put on our armor.
Yes. Well, we talked about in Ephesians 6:10 where it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God." So we come at this, in this place, in this position, in the power of His might.
Not alone, not our might.
Not alone, not alone. He's right next to us.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is in us.
And that's at that place.
Yes, and that's at that place
that Ephesians
talks
about.
We take our place. Yeah. And in that type of prayer life, it moves you to a greater realm where you can be used more often. You can operate in things that don't even belong to you. You can operate on things for others' behalf. But it's a place that God needs the body of Christ to get to.
Yes.
It's a place that our mindset, when we go in to pray, that our mindset is in that place. Above all of these situations.
That's
you're going to have situations going on in your life all the time. Satan is not going to sit back and go, "Hey, that's a great Christian. I'm going to let him go," because then you witness to others. And when you have a testimony, then it testifies to others. And in Revelation, it says, "We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and that we love not our own life to the death." But when we testify of Christ and his goodness, then we affect others. So, of course, Satan's not going to sit back and say, "Oh, just do your thing." No, he's going to come at you. But when he comes at you, then you take your stands. You stand. In Ephesians, it says, "When you've done all to stand, stand." That means when he comes at you, stand. Stand on what? Stand on the word of God. Stand in prayer. It's always going back and forth between spirit and word, word and spirit. Stay in prayer. Stay on the word.
And stand at that place.
And stand in that place.
Stand there. Don't stand down. Stand there from above him.
Right. And the moment you begin to talk about your situation, you move yourself out of that place. You move yourself into the natural realm and not the spiritual realm where God wants you to operate in. His word is what puts you there. Prayer is what will put you there.
You know, I believe that there are believers out there and they're good people and God loves them and he loves all of us, of course, and they're praying.
Right.
And they have great intentions and good hearts. And they're praying urgently. And they see no results, and they've just been living long periods of time and not seeing the results like they would like to see.
Right.
And the whole time the Lord's going, "Listen, I've given you the keys and I've given you the authority.
Right.
Now, operate from that place."
Mm-hmm.
Well, what place are we talking about? In Ephesians, all week, get the archives. Go on billybrim.org and get the archives of the messages all week. We've been talking about the right hand of the Father, which is clearly stated by Paul in Ephesians. where we have been made to sit and operate and stand.
Right, right.
And why? Because it's above
right.
the enemy and all the powers of the air. And so we want to encourage you to operate from that place, not from the earthly place, from the heavenly place. Don't tell us or God about your earthly ministry. Tell us about your heavenly ministry, because it's your heavenly ministry, that place, that dictates what happens to your earthly ministry. Your heavenly ministry at the right hand of the Father is going to dictate, move barriers away so your earthly ministry or whatever God's called you to do here, so it can operate freely.
Right.
Some of it's
right.
been bound.
Yeah.
And we've been praying from earth up when we need to be looking down.
Right.
And just by faith is how you do it.
Right. Right. And that's the same thing as you started off with in Matthew 16:9.
Mm-hmm.
That we bind whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loose on earth is loose in heaven. When you take the word of God and you bind the things that are coming at you with the word of God, you bind it in heaven.
Right.
It's almost like you tap in. The Lord can tap in. The Holy Spirit can tap in. The angels can tap in. Jesus can tap in when you use the word of God.
Yeah.
When you bind something, if you're standing against physical, by his stripes, I am healed. Then you tap in, you bind those forces right then when you speak that word
above.
From working in that situation, because you've now moved yourself from the natural realm of the situation to the supernatural realm of God. When you use his word in all authority. Now, I've got a section here on Grace Bruce that says, God is now producing a people who know their God. How will we get to really know him? Is it not in the fight where we do learn that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us? But in the thick of the fight to overcome the devil, where do we learn he is the deceiver and deadly and cunning? By being exposed to the wiles and lies. Merely putting on a uniform does not make one a soldier. Gaining in the heat of the battle does. But do not let this depress you, for look at the other side of the picture. Once we learn these things, we are formable in the spirit. So in other words, going back to stand in the fight. Take that place, take that position, and stand. This is where you grow. This is how you learn to walk in God. This is how you learn to operate in power and might. Is in that situation, you take that place, you take that stand, and you say, I know what the word of God says. Because the moment you go off of the word of God, then you move yourself back down to the natural realm. You move yourself below principalities, powers, might, and dominion. But when you come at the situation with the word of God, you put yourself above principalities, above powers, above might and dominion. And going on here in Ephesians 6:10, then it goes on and says, now put on the whole armor of God. It wants you, this is how God has prepared this whole plan. He didn't just save us and say, okay, here you go, children. Have at it. Have fun. No,
good
he
luck.
Put it yeah. all together for us. And he told us in Ephesians here through Paul, he says, put on this armor. It says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always. Praying always. Now, if you want to break that down, this is the way I look at it in Ephesians. This is how you do battle at that place. You put on this armor.
Right.
What do you put on? Well, first of all, you put on truth. You put on righteousness. You put on peace. You put on faith. You put on salvation. And you put on the Spirit, the Word of God. And you have, you know, Satan will try to steal from you that you aren't righteousness. But according to the word of God in Titus 3:7, we are the righteousness of him. We were made righteous the moment Jesus went to the cross. We were then made righteous. Well, this is where you stand. You put on these things, just like if you're going outside and it's cold and you put on a jacket. You put on that jacket over you. You put on the armor of God. You have to take that place and that stance in that authority with these armors. Because if you know that the truth, the word of God is the truth, then you'll know that that's what you stand on. If you know that you are righteous, then you put yourself above that place. If you know that you have the peace of God that passes all understanding, that has been given to you, you're above that situation. If you by faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, then you put yourself above that situation. Salvation, in salvation, God gave us everything. He gave us from beginning to end. We have health, peace, joy, and prosperity in salvation.
So you can't just expect that. You have to put on. You have to put yourself there at that place.
Right.
Then you have to put on.
Put on.
Right. And the devil is going to try to take off. He's going to try to steer you away from putting on.
Yeah.
You're not righteous. You're not worthy. You're not forgiven. You're not this. Right. You don't know the truth. No.
No.
The truth says this.
Right.
Truth trumps true. True it may, the doctor's report said you have cancer, but the truth says this, and I put it on. And I operate from that place, the truth.
Right.
I'm going to operate the truth only.
Right.
Truth only is only coming out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. And righteousness, that's a true soldier of the Lord, mm-hmm. right there, putting on this armor in him. Where? At the right hand of the Father.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. You know, I love what Matthew 16:19 says in the Message. It says, and that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom. You will have keys to any and every door.
Right.
So if he's already given us the keys, why are we asking him to open doors and close doors?
Right.
That's kind of silly, isn't it? And he says this, no more barriers between heaven and earth and earth and heaven. And the barriers are between earth and heaven. So we're above that. And then I love this. It says, and a yes on earth is a yes in heaven. Well, where's that? At the right hand of the Father.
Yeah.
And a no on earth is a no in heaven. Man, I say yes to freedom. I say yes to health.
Right.
I say yes to my family being saved and serving God.
Right.
I say yes to my marriage and relationships. I say yes to peace and joy. And I say no to sickness. Right. I say no to pain. I say no to lack. Poverty, I say no.
Right.
And if I say it from that place, then it's going to happen at this place.
Right.
Amen. Right. Praise
by
God.
Faith.
By faith. Take your seat. So I want you who have been listening all week to remember the place. Just say out loud the place. Have you been operating from that place? This is the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Again, I'm Chip Brim. Billy Brim's son. I've been with my lovely wife, Candace. We're co-pastors with Lee Morgans in Collinsville, Oklahoma at 915 North 19th Street. And we would love to see you there if you don't have a church. And a lot of times mom will come and, you know, we're building a brand new church and she's going to come and do a special meeting. And we'd love to see you there. We have mornings worship at 10 a.m. on Sundays. And Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. If you want more information, call 918-371-4589. That's 918-371-4589. And if you want more information on the web, go to agloriouschurch.net or billybrim.org. That's billybrim.org. And this is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.